Expanding two decades of business, entertainment, and government. It's Business This Week with Saul Mejia. Now from the studios at Solon Radio, KROJ 101.5. Here's your host, Saul Mejia.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. And it's my honor and my pleasure to actually do our episode number two. This is episode number two. And I'm very happy and very proud to have this evening Ms. Sophia Diop. Ms. Sophia Diop is a specialist in commerce, a specialist in economics, a specialist in anything related to business, even into international business. But on the top of that, because she likes to be fancy, she also is an actress. So I would like to talk to you about her story, but I will let her actually tell you about her story. She's such an inspiration. The reason why I wanted to bring her today is because she's such an inspiration. Sometimes we forget, you know, the struggles and the difficulties some other people have to go through in order to make it to the top. Well, she's a perfect example, you know, of the people who actually start from zero and end up being right on the top and accomplishing things that for some of us is just simply a dream. In this case, she was able to go from all the way again from zero to actually make it to the top. And I believe she's not done. I believe you're gonna in the future hear a lot more about her and a lot more to come. So without further ado, I would love to introduce you to Ms. Sophia Diop. And well, welcome, Ms. Sophia Diop.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. So please tell us, where did you start it or where you come from?
Well, I started in the Ivory Coast, where I was born, and I went to school over there. I worked there for 3 years as a supervisor, as a manager in an international business, and we were in coordination with China, the Ivory Coast, and Europe mostly.
But in order to actually even get that position, do you have to go to school? Do you have to study something before you actually get that position?
Yes, actually, I did study. I did focus on the scientific high school, because at some point you already had to focus on one special, either a scientific degree already in high school. You have to make up your mind and decide on that.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Solon, KROJ 101.5 FM.
A summer day, my Cherie Amour, distant as the Milky Way, my Cherie Amour, pretty little one that I adore, you're the only girl my heart beats for, how I wish that you. But you
Yeah, I believe actually that's one of the ways they also do in France, right? They begin to educate at a really early age, which, by the way, one of the things that Sophia is pretty awesome too, she speaks multiple languages, correct?
Yeah.
What do you speak?
I speak an African language, Diola. I speak French, I speak English, I really get to speak and understand Spanish as well. So.
Wow. Well, just that alone, I think it's pretty impressive. And the fact that you had to study, like I was saying, a lot of people don't know, but in France, actually, they start educating you all the way from middle school. You get to pick what career you want to follow, and you practically do middle school, high school, and by the time you get to college, you actually have 8 years of experience simply at the career that you want to. So it's pretty amazing. And I don't know what's going on with the United States school system, but yeah. I think there's a lot that we got to catch up to. So please continue.
So after the high school, I went to the American University, and it was a 2+2 university, and that's a university that is in collaboration with the Georgia State University, Houston University as well. So after the 2 years there, I had to transfer to the US, choose a school and come to the US, and that's how I made it here.
Wow. And how hard was it for you to adapt when you came to the United States? Was it a little bit difficult to adapt?
For me, it was very difficult. Very difficult, I will say. I had to choose a school based on what I was studying, and I feel like this is something that a lot of people don't know here. People can just get up and choose a school. Okay, I'm doing business, so I can just choose any school, but you have to choose based on the accreditation of the school, and that's really what matters later on when you decide to have a job. So I went to a school, let's say in Oklahoma, but the school was not accredited with a AACSB, which is the best school for business, and only a limited number of schools have that accreditation. So I stayed there for one semester, and because they didn't have that, I had to move, and I ended up finishing my degree in Wisconsin.
Wow, so you were all over the place.
All over the place.
It's pretty awesome.
Yes, and I had my bachelor there in international business and economics.
Look at you, wow.
Yeah, so then after that, I worked in business also for one of a big retail company there. And after that, I applied to have a master's in organizational leadership, and I ended up here in California.
Wow.
Yeah.
But what did you study here in California?
So I did the master in organizational leadership, and then after that, I did the MBA in accounting and finance.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
And just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head and they keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun, and I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job, those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. But there's one thing I know, the blues they send to meet me won't defeat me. It won't be long till happiness steps up to greet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me. It won't be long till happiness steps up to greet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red.
And crying's not for me, no,
I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me.
You know, it's something really simple to say. It is, you can say it within 1 or 2 minutes. You can simply say, I study and I graduated, and it's within 30 seconds that you said that. But we all know the time that it takes. You know, we're talking about a few years here, and we're talking about many, many hours of studying, many hours of actually doing homework, many hours of actually processing it. So just like some of the people we had, you know, in other interviews and in other shows, I should say, you know, these are people that really put their heart, their soul, and they sacrifice, you know, having a life practically to dedicate themselves to simply studying to be able to get to that. And like I mentioned before, I do believe a lot of people take for granted when we are in the United States, when we're in California, when we're in LA, a lot of people forget, you know, and they simply get comfortable and they forget that it's a blessing. That really, it's a big deal. It's simply something humongous, and we have huge opportunities in this country and in this state. And sometimes you get people such as Sophia, they come from somewhere else and they actually slap you silly with a white glove, and they remind you that, you know what, you don't know what you got, and we're not here to simply kick back and relax. We're here to work, we're here to actually educate ourselves and reach for the sky, really reach for the highest possible. And I think you're a great example of that. You know, that, yeah, you said it within a couple of minutes, but we know each of the schools that you went to, we're talking about at least a couple of years, and we're talking about a lot of dedication and a lot of working within.
Definitely.
So what were some of the struggles that you had to encounter as you were here in the States?
Well, first of all is the cultural shock. Because where I come from, your neighbors, everyone is looking out for you. Everyone is trying to protect you, they share everything. And then when you come to a place where it's different, everybody just focus on what they have to focus on, that's different. Because for me, studying and, you know, during my study, I learned something, the collectivist country versus the individualistic country. And for me, it's just a study. When you just study and you don't really know, you only know the fact that you are living in a collectivist country, but you don't have an idea what the individualistic country is like until you get there.
Exactly.
So for me to come in and really experience that, it was a shock.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
how much of a difference? You really felt like we're more separated from each other, or like we're alone?
I mean, it's a big difference for me. It's a big difference for me because, you know, I mean, like I said before, you have all those degrees, but in between there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
You have that cultural shock, but that's not only that. You come here, you by yourself, no family, and no matter what is going on in your life, when you come home, you're just between four walls. You know, it's not, you don't have that person to come and defend you when something happened. You don't have that person to come to you when you are sad. You still have to go through everything, and you still have to grow through that.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I think, well, sometimes actually this is the city of LA, and I think a lot of times we actually, even if you live in the United States, you kind of suffer from that. It's incredible that we're such a humongous city, but a lot of the people really, they're just on their own. They really just mind their own business. They live their own life, and they forget to engage other people. They forget to actually add the human touch. I personally, when I went to college, I kind of felt like that. It's a whole new world. You look around and you don't know anybody. And unless you make a move, unless you actually start talking to people, most people will not approach you, will not talk to you. They just started to study, and everybody takes the class and you take off. So you have to be a little bit more open. And sometimes not all of us are very aggressive when it comes down to that, to actually approach other people. When I first met you, I did notice that you were pretty shy, that you were pretty quiet. And again, I was incredibly impressed when I read your resume, when I read your background. I was like, this is a genius. This is somebody really amazing, mind-blowing. And I think there's still so much more ahead for you. And I think you also are a perfect example of not judge a book by the cover. I think a lot of people would completely ignore Sophia, and they would just think it was just another, you know, black girl sitting somewhere in a cafe, you know, reading a book or something. And they're missing out on a humongous. It's beyond what the eye meets. It's way beyond, you know, the physical. I think she's an amazing human, which, by the way, you're gorgeous.
Thank
we
you.
Believe you're gorgeous. And she ended up being an actress, and she modeled a little bit too because of that. Because the people who do understand it, I went through something similar. You know, there was a time where actually I played model. And in my head, everybody used to tell me, boy, you're uglier than my dead food. You know, you'll never make it. You'll never be able to do any of that. But then here comes an agency and they say, actually, you know what? You actually look pretty good. Would you like to work at that? So you begin to realize that usually it's the people that surround us, the same people that we're surrounded by, that are the negativity. They're the ones who are telling us, oh, no, don't even try it. No, don't do it. But if you listen to those people, you'll never accomplish too very much. But you got to believe in yourself. You got to force yourself out of bed and really make something out of yourself. And for me, it has been an honor. It has been quite a pleasure to meet people such as yourself, because you set the standards. You become a role model. You become a hero and a reminder to a lot of people like us that, you know what? If she can do it, we all can do it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not easy. It's not simple, but somebody's got to do it. And I think you're the perfect example of that. So I respect you and I admire you a lot, because you have gone through really hard times and still you made it through, and you got a couple of degrees. I'm definitely not smart, and I said it before, I'm wise, but I'm definitely not smart. She's the essence of being smart. She's one of the people who can really, you know, read a book within 24 hours and then they'll tell you exactly what it said, you know, so.
Thank you.
What are you looking at? You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
So tell us a little bit more. What about your career? What make you choose that career to begin with?
Business.
Yeah.
For me, it's mostly curiosity. Curiosity and being among people that really study that. Because most of my friends, most of the people that were around me were mostly scientific people. In my family, my dad's side also was a lot scientific. So I feel like I took both sides, my mom's side and my father's side. And yeah, I kept on going. And my mom's side is mostly athletic.
Wow.
I've been athletic my whole life. I've done so many different sports. And I feel that's what also put me into modeling. And there's a lot of creativity also. So that's also what put me into acting.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're one of us. I think you're one of the people that cannot pick just single one career. And when people ask me, what do you do for a living? Usually I tell them what day and what time. So I think you're going to become one of those. The people would ask you, so what is that exactly that you do? And you're probably going to have to answer, well, what day and what time depends on which day you catch her. She might be in a runaway, which pretty soon we're both going to be in the red carpet. So you'll see some of those pictures. We'll post them later. But we're going to end up being in the red carpet of a premiere of a movie. And we're really excited. We also both going to be pretty soon in an expo with the import and export with Hong Kong. And it's an international trade event. And we're both going to be, you know, attending some of that. So I think you'll see some of the videos. We'll probably put a couple of commercials. In fact, I think last week we put one of the commercials about that. And you'll see us involved in pretty much absolutely everything, whether it's international trade, whether it's technology, whether it's commerce, whether it's film. So if you guys know anybody that might be interested in hiring Sophia, she's always open and she will consider actually any jobs that you guys might have regarding that. And trust me, you will be having the best. I warn you, she's not cheap, so you're gonna have to actually, you know, save your pennies, but she's absolutely worth it. I can't say it enough. That, you know what, we're blessed and we're really happy that she was part of our team. She's actually with the Panorama City Chamber of Commerce, and sometimes we couldn't afford people such as herself, but they'll volunteer, they'll take the time to actually come and help us out and share her knowledge, share her background with us, so that we can rise up to be something better. And I think that's the only way that we actually can accomplish greater things, when we work together as a team and we help each other. So by all means, I'm really excited. You can actually look her up also. She's on LinkedIn, and she has an impressive resume on LinkedIn that I think it will blow your mind and make you feel that it's time for you to get up and go to work and actually do something, because she definitely has done her homework. She definitely has done her time, you know, starting working and working with some of the most serious companies that I know.
Thank you.
Anything else would you like to share with us?
The story.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell us, you know, how the difference between how we were just talking earlier, how sometimes people also forget that we have a lot of people. We're going to get into immigration now, but a lot of people sometimes forget, you know, that it's not easy to be an immigrant, that it's not easy to actually come from a different country. And they just say, you know what, why don't you just become a citizen? Why don't you just do this? And they don't understand the process. They don't understand the difficulties that it takes sometimes to actually get to that point. It's really easy to say. And she was educating me a little bit about that, because there are still certain things that I didn't know. And she was telling me, Saulo, you know what, I could have done a lot more. I could have gone even way higher. And my only limitation that I had is the fact that they didn't allow me to actually become a citizen or to have a residency yet. She was here as a student. She was here as a work permit to be allowed to be in the United States. And those were some of her limitations that she had to endure, that she had to, pass, and still made it through with or without the limitations. But please tell us a little bit about that. I think it's important that people get educated and they know that, you know what, even with those limitations, it's possible.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Oh,
So like you mentioned before, I went through a lot of different situations while I was getting those degrees, and one of them is the fact that I could not really work outside of the school while I was getting every single degree that I get. So when you're an international student, you definitely cannot work outside of your school, no matter how many degrees you're gonna have. That's just a fact, and that part of the laws. And the second thing is that after getting your degrees, you have the right to have between 1 and 3 years of work permit, depending on your field of study. And for business, it's usually 1 year. So, and the 1 year is not, you cannot renew that. So let's say you have a bachelor, then after the bachelor, you have 1 year to work. And within that 1 year, you have the first 3 months you need to get employed. If you don't have a job within the first 3 months, then you don't even get the 1 year anymore.
So you have to get hired, and you can only get hired within that field.
Yes, wow. Within that field only.
Wow.
You cannot try to get any other job outside of the field of study that you are. Even when you get a job offer, you cannot go through it, and you have to report.
Wow.
And they give you 1 year work permit, but then within the first 3 months, if you don't have a job, it cancels automatically.
Wow. Even when you already have paid and you already have filed the paperwork.
Yeah.
So you have to get hired within the 3 months.
Within the first 3 months.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Don't you come on.
So were you able to get hired within the first 3 months?
It was stressful, but yes. Yes, sometimes I'll just go through 2 months and I'll get stressed. You know what? Maybe I have to get ready and go back home every single time. And like I said, it's every level. Let's say if you have a bachelor and you got your 1 year permit and you decide to have another bachelor, then you don't have another work permit. That said, you have only one work permit after every level. So bachelor, you have one work permit. Master, you have one work permit. Doesn't matter if you do 10 different masters. And the same thing for the PhD. So.
And I think that also opens the door for discrimination. When if some of the employers, they realize that you only have 1 year, they practically, and they know that you need it, part of the deal is that you have to have that job, they try to take advantage of you, they try to use you as much as they can, because it's like, look, you know you need me, without me you're not going to be able to stay in the country, so therefore you got to do this and you got to do that, and even some stuff that doesn't really go with the job, it's not what you apply for, it's not what it is. So I think it's a reminder, I personally would like to send that message, a reminder that please remember to be a little bit more human and let's be more professional, where we actually respect the immigrant, where we actually respect the community. I believe people like Sophia, they definitely can slap us in with their knowledge, with experience, with the work. Obviously, again, it takes a lot of work and a lot of hours of practice and learning to be able to get to the level where she's at. And sometimes they have to go through extra discrimination simply because they are not U.S. citizens or because they haven't been able to stay within the United States. So my commitment that I would like to continue to expose that, and I would like to continue to actually remind people to be more fair practices and treat people with dignity and respect, you know, when they come to the United States to actually study or to actually try to simply make a living. I think you're a perfect example for those who say the immigrants only take our jobs, for those who say the immigrants only come here to make damage to the country. They haven't met Sophia, they haven't met people like Jorge as well, I used them as an example in the past. There's a lot of great people there, really, they set the standards and the example, and I think actually one of the biggest problems is the U.S. citizens, they get too comfortable, they get too easygoing, and they take it for granted. I think most of the immigrant community, they actually understand the blessing and the seriousness of what it is to actually be able to accomplish certain things, so they put their heart and soul, and they really work hard at what they get.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
we really respect you, Mario. I think you're an amazing human being. It has been really one of my greatest pleasures to meet you. It has been one of my greatest pleasures to actually, you know, associate with people such as yourself. I actually take pride of saying that you are a member of our chamber. I can actually say now that you're actually a proud member of BizEd, the Los Angeles Business County. We were honored and happy to add her to our list and to actually be able to, you know, count her as one of the people that we have on our team. And she sets the standards. Anything related to economics, business, modeling, or acting, she's one of the people that we definitely can learn so much from.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for supporting me, because it's not every time that I see that. And it's, I mean, you're such a unique person. And yeah, thank you.
Oh, and congratulations. She recently actually got a certificate from Senator Bob Hertzberg, recognizing her for her service that she has provided for us in the community and at the chamber. So thank you so much for your service. Thank you so much for the work that you had put towards the benefit of our community. We wanted to do this interview, we wanted to do this video precisely to let the chamber members, to let the community, to let less than the rest of the people in the city of Los Angeles to know, remember there's people such as her that they might need our support, that they might need our help. And if there's anything that you can do, please do so. And if you got a couple of jobs for her, please feel free to contact her and get her info, because she's simply a genius. Simply, if you can spend 1 hour talking to her, she'll teach you a lot. And I think there's a lot to be learned from you. And I'm pretty sure this is not the last time we will see you. You will see her in the future in film, and you will see her in the future international level in the commerce, which we both intend to actually take to the next level, you know, in the years to come. So thank you for stopping by. Thank you for actually giving us
thank
the opportunity
you for
to interview. No, it's a pleasure. And I hope more people get to see this. Please share and follow us on social media. And we will see you next week.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM. Standing on the edge.
Hey, would you like to have your business featured in our show Business This Week? Well, that's a possibility. Just let us know, send us an email, or give us a call, and we'll be more than happy to work with you to actually make that a reality. Promote your business, promote your brand, and let us know how we can make this show your show. So we would love to feature your business. We already are booked for the next 3 months, and so we need to get you on the calendar. Let us know if you would like to see your business featured on this show.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
I'm not.